And good morning to you. Here we are on our Tuned In program. We are going to be talking about the Boone County Chamber of Commerce and what's going on. Yeah, we do. Jennifer Hansen's here, by the way, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. And
Beth Brannon.
Beth is in here now. Ah, there we go. And everybody's going, we're talking puffer belly.
Beth is our committee chairperson this year. And so I'm so excited to bring her in and have her share a little bit more too about all the plans.
I'm going to say, Beth, how did they rope you into this?
I got roped in a couple years ago. Somebody had backed out last minute in one of the larger positions.
I
swooped in kind of last minute, and I apparently did a good job, so they asked me to come back.
So Jennifer says, no, you're not going anywhere.
Well, Beth has been really just foundational with our volunteers. So, you know, since I've been on board, Beth had always taken really good care of our volunteers and making sure that Puffer just kind of overall is well equipped with capable people. And so she knew, again, kind of going into it, places that we could build on, you know, successes that we could build on, and some places that we, you know, could change for the sake of of the volunteers, you know, and their experiences. So yeah, she was an easy go-to for a lot of
And you said yes.
And I said yes.
But it is. Are you having fun doing it? That's the big thing.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, the big thing this year, we're back in September.
Yes.
That was the big one. Not everybody goes, oh, what do you mean? It's, well.
There's a few purists out there.
Yeah, there are.
But ultimately, September, I know, was important to the community and really a way to just continue on the.
Sure.
Just the fall feel of the festival, and yet also just the history. Like, that's how it's just always been.
We don't want to go back to October. That was a little chilly in the very beginning, folks. That was, but for those that do remember it, it was chilly.
It's gone through its highway. Yeah,
yeah, we've had it around a little bit. Anyway, it is coming up here. We are talking, obviously, the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Yep. One of the other things you were able to do, the Arts Advisory Board has picked up the what you had kind of hoped would help take off some of the load, but these Art in the Park.
Well, they came along right alongside us and brought and took on coordinating Art in the Park, which will be on Sunday from 10 to 4. And so I'm very proud of those guys. They, as a committee, they really just took it on. You know, there's a number of handcrafted vendors, food trucks, live music, lots of logistical challenges, out in and out, having an outdoor festival anyway, let alone an outdoor arts festival like that. Yeah. And so, so I'm very excited to have them on board and helping out.
Holly's only request was no rain.
Yeah.
Let's not do last year. That's one of the challenges of being outdoors, though. Mm. Either you got the heat, you got the cold, or you got great weather. You get chamber weather, huh?
You get chamber weather. Yeah, I mean, if it's a day like today, it's going to be gorgeous. So. Okay.
Well, we've had a lot of different things going on. So Pufferbilly, let's start to go through this and let folks know a little bit more about it. Most everything, I think, is pretty well already established. You got a couple of little things that have shown up, like what, we're going to have mud volleyball a little early?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Hospital Foundation says, well, let's throw a little pickleball tournament here right before. So there are things that are kind of involved, but
kind of precursors to the festival weekend. Still, to your
which
point,
which is great. You like to have people building off what
absolutely. And I said in a post one day, I was like, you know, Pufferbilly has grown, and it's just, again, even since last year and over the years. And so we've got more tournaments and recreational events for people of all ages. And so, yes, I'm very excited to see more people take on Puffer as their own and just really enjoy it and build a community around it. So prior to Puffer weekend, we, as you mentioned, have mud volleyball. And so signups are going on right now. There is a limit on those teams, so do get in if you have an interest in that one. And that will be on Sunday, September 15th. Over at the Fairground Mud Pits. And so Jen Woods, I know, is taking on a lot of that, and she's been a great coordinator of that for years and years and years. And then you're right, Sarah.
I like the way you refer to it as the mud pits.
Well, yeah, they're permanently there now. It had moved around from its origination. Yeah, it was in the park. It was out
Story Street.
Down on Hawkeye.
South Marshall. Yeah. Yes. So it's found its permanent home. So.
And everybody keeps going for mud volleyball out there.
It is a super super fun. Yeah. It was. So there's a lot of previous winners that are there to reclaim their glory or to challenge.
Anyway, that's coming up starting the 15th.
Mm-hmm. And then you're right, Sarah Bain and the Hospital Foundation have a pickleball tournament that starts on Thursday before Puffer. Yep. So do sign up for that one. And we also have that on our Facebook page. And I know the hospital, of course, has that on mm-hmm. on all of their stuff. That's it. So Friday, we start strong with the car show and a number of activities downtown. The full carnival, thanks to the city of Boone. This year, we brought on downtown vendors, craft vendors, as well as highlighting our downtown stores. The food court, the beer garden, and all of that is humming right before we get into the opening ceremony and then entertainment that night. Yeah.
I do want to mention that the downtown vendors will be there both Friday evening as well as all day Saturday. Friday, I think, is something new. I think previous years, I think they were Saturday only or Saturday Sunday.
They would come in and set up on Saturday morning. And
so, yes, they will be there Friday evening as well.
All right. And that pretty well leaves kind of all kinds of things going on down there. And Friday is going to be a busy place.
Yeah, Friday night, the karaoke starts at 6, and then at 8 o'clock, we've got Orphan Annie and the Hot Mess live. So great live music, and as well as bingo. So bingo was a hot topic, hot ticket last year. And so we're excited to see that back and just have people have a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah. And that'll be right up here at 9th and Story. It's regular home location, if you will.
And I believe last year, both bingo sessions, Friday and Saturday, I believe sold out. So with the changing of the location of having everything down on Story Street, bingo got a lot more action than it has in the past.
And really, again, with a lot of the things that are going, we're back. We're going to be based right on Story Street. Mm-hmm. 9th and Story is going to be kind of your main location kickoff. So you don't have to go far from the chamber office.
I don't have to go very far. Yeah. And in fact, it's going to be a great opportunity to showcase that our beautiful downtown, the roads are open, and we're very excited to see that construction done. And we get to now have a great festival in the midst of it. So
I think it's just great they're putting roads. A stormwater intake by your back door so that the stormwater runs away, which I know Public Works was going, we got to get rid of that. Anyway, and the anticipation is that the third phase will be completed by the time Puffer Billy Days rolls around.
That's certainly the goal. And the only thing that would cause a hiccup with would be the spike driving contest. Yeah. And so we do have a plan B for that one. But you're right, it should just squeak by.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening. Puffer Billy Days, you have a sponsor, a main corporate sponsor.
We have a presenting sponsor this year. Fairway has been a fantastic sponsor for many, many years, specifically with the Brat Stand. Sure. And that team volunteers their time, and that revenue goes towards Puffer Billy Days. So we're very excited to have that, of course, in the food court. And this year, they did join us as a presenting sponsor. So again, we're very excited to have them throughout our festival.
Okay. So people are going to ask how you have it laid out. Last year, they might remember, you had your little water park going on over in front of the fire department. That's not going to be there this year?
No, right. So they're not. The water park is not with us this year. However, we've got the full carnival that'll in fact be right behind the chamber office on
just to the west of the parking lot.
That huge parking lot there. So it'll be a full carnival. Scott Amusements is back. So that was something that in fact Beth and a lot of the committee members and volunteers really wanted to see come back. So we're excited to have those guys again, all evening Friday and then all day on Saturday.
And that's one of those things, getting them back. That's part of this the timing on where you have this setting up here on the 20th, 24th, because it does free up their schedule, because they are in demand. They're one of the few in the state, and their time is in great demand.
So. Yeah, we're excited to have those guys back, and they really wanted to join us. We're excited that it worked out. So that'll be a lot for kids, including we've got Becca the Balloon Lady and a trackless train similar to what we had last year.
Sure.
And so there'll be a lot of fun no matter what age and stage they are.
Now, we also will be back with the Model Railroad people. I know they're going to be back. They
Saturday and Sunday
they,
on that
they
one.
They kind of have been looking for places to go, and because there's a lot of enthusiasts.
Yes, yeah. It's a very niche group. Yeah, but yes, they are enthusiasts. They
like it, and there's a lot of people that come to see what they've got.
Well, and it makes perfect sense. Yeah. And again, Puffer Billy Days is a way to celebrate our rail history, and what better ways to engage our enthusiasts, our model train enthusiasts, and to bring the next generation. I mean, how many kids? It's insane how many kids walk into that space and really enjoy playing with trains, and then they themselves are. It just becomes part of their life, and so it's kind of a fun way to highlight that.
Well, we do have some of the regular things back, bags, tournament, things like that. Those are always going to be very popular, so we're looking forward to continuing that. Now, you're going to have a couple other things that'll be coming up on Saturday, obviously. Tornadoes.
Saturday's a full day. It starts at 7:30 in the morning with a fun run at the 5 and 10K, also starting downtown right in front of the bakery. And again, thanks to Live Hydration for sponsoring that one. As we mentioned, the train show will be happening all day on Saturday and on Sunday for that matter. Then, of course, the parade. The parade is the biggest event, single event in our schedule, and it's happening at 9:30 in the morning. So excited again. Same setup, same route as last year, where we did turn on 7th Street for those who may remember. Otherwise, all along Story and right on turn on 7th down to the high school.
Yeah, basically get them down to the high school, then they can disband in the parking lot down there and stuff. But starting out by DMAC. And working our way up.
I am so excited, by the way.
Okay.
Three bands are going to be in the parade. So we're very excited to see marching bands as well as other pep bands and things. So to really make that, to build on what we had and really take that piece of the parade, a very popular event, and grow that.
Okay.
So
it'll be good. Now, sign up for the parade and stuff. That has all been going on. Have we hit a deadline on this yet? Or
we did extend the deadline. And so I walked in here today with another another sign up. So
Janet said, look, I got another one, huh?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I mean, I want people to feel encouraged to be a part of it. Certainly we haven't hit our limit. We are close. Okay. So I'll say it this way. If you do want to be in the parade, please do the application today. And that way I make sure to get you in the hands of Janet when she picks up her packet, and that we don't hit that limit and can't accept you.
All right. Parades. Follow. Go if they ever have questions about anything, getting signed up for anything like that, go to the Chamber website, right?
Go to the Chamber website. You can certainly give us a call at the office or send me an email. Mm-hmm. info@boonecountychamber.com also goes to both myself as well as our office manager. Mm-hmm. And so both of us can answer questions. I'm often sending folks over to Beth, so especially when it comes to maybe volunteer questions or thoughts. So, there's a team involved as well as the coordinators within the events themselves. So if you know who's coordinating your particular event, they have a lot of info as well.
So, Beth, let's talk a little bit about volunteers, things like that. What's happening? What do you need? Do you need more? You
could always use more. There's definitely still some open spots for volunteers. I think overall, I don't have an exact number, but it's well over 200 volunteers that We need to make this festival run smoothly where we're not shorthanded. Mm-hmm. So everything from greeters at the points of entry, merchandise booth, beer ticket booth, beer service, of course, even set up and tear down. That's kind of a more, usually more of an integral team, yeah, knowing where things go. But, you know, any capable bodies will take them and point them in the right direction for setup and tear down.
Best way is if they are interested in being part, helping out. Doesn't mean you have to be out front doing things.
Right.
You can be there
to
help.
They can contact me. They can contact the chamber. There's also an online sign up that is on the Facebook page, the Pufferbilly Facebook page. And you can just sign up. I think you just need a phone number and an email to do that. So
and that's another one too. They can send me an email if they just, you know, maybe they want to have, maybe they know they can help, but maybe their schedule is such where like, I can only help here, but then I can come back and do whatever. Yeah. They can send that to info@boonecountychamber.com and we can make sure Beth plugs them in the right spot. And I think what I've been really encouraged by, especially from my experience, you know, my time at the chamber, is I've had a lot of businesses that this year they're making a point to reengage their staff in the community. And that may or may not, you know, be Pufferbilly in its sense, but they just want to know more about how to get their team more connected, more engaged in the community, what have you. And so certainly Puffer is a great way, because whether they have a group of five or eight that want to, you know, serve beer out of the beer tent, or there's folks that, you know, maybe they're two best friends that just want to hang out in the and at the greeter and be greeters. In so many different spots, this is a great way to do that. But again, there's lots of events and lots of opportunities within the chamber that I can help those folks get connected.
And we're just scratching the surface. Again, the big thing is it's going to be a long story street, and people will be able to enter and depart. But folks, Story Street's going to be blocked off again. I'm sorry to say. This is the year for blocking off Story Street. But and again, it's pretty much wide open. You've got a lot of things moved along, and everything is basically a long story.
Yeah, yeah, we're very excited.
Which is
to
something
have, yeah,
you wanted to do all along. You just said
I did.
That's it.
I really wanted to, well, there's a few reasons. I mean, ultimately, we have a beautiful historic downtown that I wanted to highlight, and I really wanted to make sure the people felt comfortable in walking around and enjoying our downtown. Certainly, while they're going between the food garden and the bingo area, they're going to walk along and see a number of our wonderful retailers, and they're going to be able to check them out and really engage with them. Our photography contest is actually going to be inside the windows of many of our downtown retailers. So this is a great way for kind of a win-win situation. And frankly, this is a great opportunity to just be able to walk and have a very engaging festival for the whole family.
Not being confined to a parking lot.
So you get out and the family, the whole family, move around.
We get to use the green space very well. I mean, that's kind of the hub of Puffer, I'll say. That way a lot of people are like, where's this? If you know, you go to the green space on 8th and Story, you're gonna be within, you know, 2 minute walking of a 50% of our activities here. But then, too, you'll be able to connect with the info booth and be able to really kind of get to know what else is happening.
All right. I have to jump to some chamber things other than Puffer. Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, this week you had another Coffee Connections. Kelly O'Brien was here from Union Pacific. And she's provided you with a lot of information about stuff that the UP is doing. Just people don't see it, but it's a lot of expansion and going on here. So they had a chance to visit with her. But you're going to have another Coffee Connections because you are Boone County Chamber, and you're going to start one over in Ogden?
So we have a quarterly networking event in Ogden, and we've been supporting Madrid's as well. And so, with those growing communities, it's really important, again, to get folks networking and to be able to connect them with really exciting things that are happening in throughout the region.
There will be one later. You have a ladies' night out.
Yeah, Ladies Night Out is going to...
Next week.
So coming up at, over at Modern Dress, that one is free and open to the whole community. And so we'd love to have everyone join us. Registration is required, though, so that helps us know more about catering.
Okay.
But so that also... The info, excuse me, info on that is on our website, on our community calendar, as well as Facebook, both for us as well as Modern Dress. And yeah, then the next one in October will be with Boone County Hospital.
Okay.
And the next one in November will be with Bottled Bliss.
Okay. Now, I know you're not part of it. Main Street is separate from the chamber. Folks need to understand this. But I keep getting people calling and asking about trees and the fundraising for trees and stuff like that. And I know that a lot of it steered through the chamber before they got their official designation.
Right, right. And so, and in fact, Main Street will, you know, I guess always be a a partner of ours.
Sure.
You know, and so I mean, yes, they're going to live or reside within the building next, and so we'll be sharing a lot of the same resources and a lot of the same connections, and just be able to really kind of help mm-hmm. that downtown, and help that I can help that director, and they can help me. And so I'm really excited to have that continue to grow. We're in a space right now too where we are hiring the director, and so that link is still up and moving on Indeed. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in that role, we have moved on at least to a interview phase for about 5 individuals, but ultimately we're not going to close that link until we have found the right person. And then, so back to your point though on trees, I know the Main Street group as well as myself, we needed to see ultimately how the dust settled with the downtown application, but also even with the city's road construction. So now that is done, the group can reevaluate kind of where we're at, and mm-hmm. so certainly we know that the grades need to happen still, and there is funds. So again, I was sharing earlier with you, Jim, that all of the funds that we raised for those trees are still for the trees. Mm-hmm. We started to raise funds in 2024 to fulfill the application and to essentially pay for to be an organization itself.
Sure.
So, although, again, any money that would come in today that would say trees on it would be earmarked for trees.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we're excited to actually work with Jim Fitzgerald over at the high school and be able to, with those kids over at Torridor Metalworks. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to work on a design for us, and we'll be able to present that to the city and to get that approved. So the kids themselves are going to be helping us, the students working on those grates within their classrooms, as well as a commercial partner that will help us with the others too.
Okay. Yeah. So that part's still going forward. Yeah. So funds still being raised for that and to cover the cost of that, materials and stuff.
Yeah.
Students will provide the labor.
And there, and in fact, kind of going back to Union Pacific, you know, there's some opportunities there where we can really, Union Pacific, their foundation, can help a 501c3 mm-hmm. Make those projects come to fruition. Okay. So whereas the chamber as a 501c6 entity may not have been able to take advantage of those funds, here's an opportunity again for Boone to drive those funds to projects that are in our area that matter both to Union Pacific as well as this town, which was built on that rail.
So again, for those that are wondering, yes, they can still make contributions to it. Potentially, again, the Main Street committee will take a look at, do they do more trees and work in that direction, but
other aesthetic projects, right? So, once those tree grates are done, there's still going to be fun things to do downtown in the midst of continuing the events like Trunk or Treat, Crazy Days, and other in the holiday holiday events. So, it's a full plate for that director just in that downtown, and in addition to the relationship building with all the store owners, property owners, the city, and kind of just trying to figure out what to do next.
Sure. Puffer Billy Days.
Let's back to Puffer.
Right, the 20th through the 22nd.
Yes,
once
sir.
Again, making use of pretty much all of Main Street or the Story Street area, obviously. 9th on down, until about 7th? Right in that?
So area. The the car show will go down to 6th Street. So okay. the car show will be from 6th to 9th, and then even on 7th, and then on 9th. I even think we went on 6th last year, too.
Yeah,
either way, John knows how to fill up that downtown with wonderful cars. And then you're right. So then on Saturday, kind of that border, that boundary kind of moves up to 7th, and that's where the rest of the activities happen.
Activities will be going on. Follow along on Facebook, Chamber website.
Yep.
Got that? Facebook is really probably the easy one to make the quick contacts and stuff like that.
It really is. And I recognize that not everybody's on social media and such. So I don't mean to like throw everything that way. I do want to make sure that our website is a resource that everyone can go to. That's a reliable opportunity to connect not only with all of the events, but also anything last minute that might happen. So sure. Certainly keep an eye on that. Of course, my info is out there as well. So,
And again, for volunteering, make contact.
Yep.
More the merrier.
Yes. We'll take you. We'll find some place to put you to work.
All right. Looking forward to having chamber weather for all of the Puffer Billy Day celebration.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for
having
us.
And Beth, great to meet you.
Yes.
Now you get to go back to work again.
Next thing.
All right. That's our Tuned In program today.